From the Center for Investigative Journalism, this is The Sunday Show. I'm Gabriel Sunday. This week, SpaceX, Tesla, The Boring Company. Elon Musk is changing the world, but will his character drive away business? And what's behind his intentions for the future?
Wow. It's like two football fields made love and gave birth to a litter of football fields. That is literally how big this place is. My God. Hello!
I could have mustered a better introduction there to the piece, but my brain was like melted butter as I laid eyes on Tesla's Gigafactory. I'm joined by Claire Goines, our tech correspondent. And Claire, tell us about this building.
This is the largest building in the world. 108 football fields, to be exact. 5.8 million square feet.
Wow.
This will double the world's lithium-ion battery production. And for its creator, it's just the beginning.
So there's many entrepreneurial avenues we could explore with Musk, from the Hyperloop rails to colonizing Mars. But, you know, let's focus on the actions of the man himself, Elon Musk, who sat down with me to talk about what he describes as the most excruciating year of his career to date. Thanks for sitting down with us, Elon. Can I call you Elon?
Please.
All right, great. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a little giddy. And as a Tesla shareholder of over $300, I'd like to know, are we on track?
Oh, yeah. It's all good, man. Here's the thing. People invest in me and like me because I am the cool billionaire guy.
That's right.
You know, I'm not your average rich dude.
Sure.
I speak internet language. I make the flamethrowers, you know, and barbecue with my buddies.
Do you use the flamethrower to barbecue the meat on the grill?
Wow, I never thought of that.
Oh. Huh. Well, have me over sometime. I can help.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that.
All right.
We'll do that.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll have to get big burgers, though. And I can. Well, you know, we're doing just fine in the company.
That's
here.
Good to hear.
And I got my Occupy Mars shirt on, right?
Did I see
it?
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You love that shirt.
Yeah, I love it. And I got three more. We got these cool rotating mechanical arm things behind us.
Yeah,
see those?
What are those for? Is that a battery?
They can do anything that an arm can do.
Hmm.
Yeah, only they're bigger and they can lift weight and stuff. So, and they replace people. That's always good. They're great. They're pretty neat. Anyway, let's kick it, you know, and I'll answer some questions.
Awesome. Okay, so let's dive into one of the more touchy subjects. You have a few lawsuits against you currently.
Mm-hmm.
The diver.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you referred to him in ways that he didn't like.
Right. He was a pedophile.
Well, that's what you said. I don't know if that's still... why did you refer to him like that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm glad you started with this because basically, you know, the guy was a dick. And just so you know, I'm going to speak metaphorically from now on, just for a little while.
Okay.
Let's say exploring caves is like being with a sexy woman, okay? Mm-hmm. And here I am, Elon Musk. I have a great girlfriend. She's beautiful. She's a great singer. She's a great musician. I know where her caves and caverns lead, you know? And then some other guy comes along, and he's like, I know how to explore those caves.
Right.
Right? Get away from my girl. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
He says, I know how to find the little Thai boy in that canoe, you know?
Oh, it's a
metaphor.
Yeah, it's a sexual innuendo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he was
it's all innuendo.
Your territory, and you...
Yeah, think about it.
Right.
Think about it. I brought a nice submarine that would go into the water, go back, get the kids.
Yeah.
People would love the submarine, and then they would buy some of them.
Right.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Right.
That didn't happen. He had to get in there and get to the Thai boys. Think about it.
And that makes him a pedophile.
Well... what do you think?
I think that you wanted to show off the submarine. And while I think it's cool, I think that name-calling was unnecessary.
I'm saying I'm the explorer. I've got the gear. I don't mind the other guy trying to diddle my girl with those boys inside of her, you know?
Right.
And I'm... forget the innuendo.
Okay.
Please forget
Thank
about
you.
It, all
Thank
right?
Thank you.
You know, you get what I mean. The guy was a total pedo.
Okay.
I like to say pedo.
Right.
Anyway, just take my word for it.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, it's chill. Not pedophilia. That's not chill. Of course not. Here, try this gun. Shoot it.
Okay. Feels a bit like a distraction technique, but wow, it's got a cooling mechanism on the... What do
yeah,
I...
aim for that watermelon over there.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh! Huh. All right. Right. This gun just froze this watermelon.
Frozen
yes.
solid, I like to say.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what are you even using these for?
We'll think of something.
Okay. all right, let's get back to the... Let's see my questions here. Talk about your tweets mentioning taking Tesla private.
Ah. first, you like jazz? Siri, play some jazz for Gabriel. Yeah, this is my jam. You see, in jazz, you got to keep the band on their toes, right? The drummer starts doing his thing, you know, and then the bass guy starts playing, and then the piano jumps in, and the bass does the bwomp bwomp, and then the piano ding ding, and the drummer boop ba boop ba, you know, and that's all I'm doing with the privacy thing. Exploring all my avenues, keeping the team hot to trot, man. It's going private.
Is it going private, or are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm not really sure. You're right. You have a good point there. I'm not sure. I mean, it might go private. That's how you should think.
Right. But you're getting sued because you're saying that, which affects the stocks greatly. I mean...
Yeah. But once we're on Mars, none of that matters. Yeah.
Okay. So, smoking marijuana, why did you...
Oh.
What was the reasoning behind it? Why do that?
Sure. Hey, Grace, bring the steamroller over, will you?
Hey, is this another invention? Some weed tech? Are you doing some weed tech?
Oh, no. This is just my favorite marijuana paraphernalia.
Got it.
Here, look, toke off this end, and I'll toke off the other end. Okay, you ready?
Oh, wow, that hits hard.
Yeah, that's good. You know, marijuana's cool, man. And you know what? It gives me ideas. I smoke some dope, and I think of different rockets or... Math. I think of math sometimes. Or sometimes they're just small ideas. You know, like, what if my name was Chet? Yeah. Chet. Think about it.
It's interesting.
It's an idea. It's not happening. But once you have that idea...
That is very strong.
Yeah. But what... Was Vietnam worth it? I don't know. I'm just riffing. I'm just trying to think of things. You know, like hats. When you wear a hat... Do you really want to wear a hat?
So, Claire, this went on and on. Musk was so determined to stick with this chill guy image.
You see this room here? We keep that at a cool 27 degrees. It's the chill zone, man, and during stressful times, we come in here.
It seemed to be consuming him completely.
Rightly so. Statistics show that his online fan base and his so-called cool factor, it dictates the worth of his stock and bond prices completely. When Elon does something cool or releases a new gadget, the worth of his company skyrockets.
Wow.
So Musk is controlled pretty heavily by the likes of 4chan, Reddit, and recently they've begun turning on him, labeling Musk as a douche.
Are you bothered by the douche moniker?
No. I think they're right. I need to reconnect with my people. And that's led me to a pretty big breakthrough on what I'd like to focus my time on next.
And what is that?
All right, have a seat here.
Oh, okay. So Elon is booting up what looks to be an Xbox, and he's kicking off his shoes.
Hey guys, what's up, Poners?
So you're just, I'm sorry, what's going on here?
Oh, this is my Twitch show, bro.
You have a Twitch account?
Yeah. People love a good Twitch.
Sure.
You know, you can go on here and stream a game and, you know, a game that you're playing. And
right.
My internet homies can log on and hear me talk and stuff. It's fun. Oh, boy.
And so, Claire, this was Musk's plan to reconnect with his online fan base.
Absolutely. We tracked the numbers since Elon Schlong 43 began his Twitch stream, and there was a slight uptick in the stock.
Fascinating. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Guys, don't go in that room. You see, now we're dying. Oh, no, no. We're getting shot. Oh, you gotta throw a tantrum every now and then. People love a good tantrum on live stream, you know? They're lobbing insults at me now. They love it. They love it.
I see. They just keep typing the word Asperger's over and over.
What does that mean?
I don't know. This went on for hours. His assistants and engineers would appear, check in on the myriad of tasks and questions, but he would just block them out.
Hey, you want a soda?
Mr. Musk, we have Mayor Garcetti waiting in the lobby.
Does he want to come chill?
No, he's here to weigh in on the schedule for the Hyperloop.
Oh, you know I'm in the chill zone, right, Greg?
Yes, sir. I'm just concerned that he's going to actually...
me too, Greg. Me too, yeah. You know, you better pack up your shit and go chill at some other company. If you call that chilling. And you, what do you think? Do you want to chill with us?
Sir, I'd love to.
Gabriel, it's a classic meltdown. When innovators like Musk reach a certain level of success, often they face their innermost demons and implode. It's been called turnout and burnout.
That's been the media's outlook, and I was just beginning to agree with that narrative, but as the hours dragged on, something quite miraculous happened. Elon was deep in a Mario Kart session.
Peach is Daisy's cousin, I think, or maybe they're sisters. You know, it's like a King Lear rivalry, and they're trying to win control of the Bowser Castle. Something like that.
This game is where he feels his most grounded, and actually, many of the ideas for his companies spawn from the Mario universe.
Well, I never was a car guy. It never interested me, you know, but playing the N64 got me really into this idea. And that's where Tesla started.
I'm sorry, so it wasn't sustainability or changing the industry or...
Nah, it was Mario Kart.
Are the carts in Mario Kart electric?
They don't gas up, do they? Also, the Hyperloop I got from the Green Tunnel Systems, which can transport you across a map in a matter of seconds, okay? My kick with space exploration came from the Rainbow Road level.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Super challenging, but boy, did it spark something in my brain.
And he's there playing the game when suddenly something strikes him. He focuses in on these booster mechanisms, the booster pads, I think they're called, the orange and red striped things on the track. And when he hit them, it propels you forward, jettisons you down the track, and Elon's mouth, Claire, it just drops open.
Holy shit.
And within minutes, he'd called in his engineers to the designing floor.
Well, the boost is limited. Even if you reverse polarity, the thrust...
It's not limited, but it,
all right, look,
it will overheat.
Imagine an old rocket booster, okay, and strap on a superconducting magnet on each side.
I understand that, but it's too hot, Musk. It's too hot.
Oh, no. Blast one into the resonance chamber and bam.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
Oh, you think, Jeff? Maybe I got a few fucking ideas in this old fucking noggin. Think of that.
After a few design sessions with his engineers, Elon was mapping out a plan. The design floor went into lockdown, and I was quickly moved to a holding area. I spent the night in a sleeping pod in the desalinization lake. 48 hours later, I was welcomed back to the design floor to find something truly remarkable. Oh my God, how is this possible?
Pretty chill, huh?
Oh my God, it's incredible. He hadn't just designed the boosters, Claire. Elon had constructed a rough but functional Mario Kart track. Wario's Stadium.
See, right now, Tesla's cars can only go so far on the road. You know, they're limited by the battery. But what if there were boosters out on the road? You simply have to drive over them, and then your car would recharge and you get a boost.
Sure enough, whenever a Tesla drove over the pad, it, boom, leaped forward, and the battery filled right back up.
Here, eat some of these.
Oh, also, Musk and his team were all ingesting... psilocybin mushrooms, another reference to the Mario game. We were even given a live Mario soundtrack from Elon's girlfriend, Grimes. But as the test mission continued, things went off the tracks.
We are truly
literally
in history here, as the mind of one great man. Oh, good God, the Tesla has skewed from the tracks into the retaining wall. Oh, this has got to be an embarrassment for Musk, but Elon simply nods his head. He's taking notes as though he welcomes this failure. My God, just like the SpaceX rocket explosions, Musk is determined to learn from his failures with transparency and... Oh, God, the Tesla has hopped the retaining wall, careening towards Canadian singer-songwriter Grimes. She's lost in the music, doesn't see it coming. Oh, incredible! Tesla has auto-corrected trajectory. Grimes is safe. Oh, good grief, it's... Run, kids, run! The bleachers are clearing out, but the children from the School of the Deaf don't see it coming. You're fine, you kid! It's corrected trajectory once again. The auto-drive system works, but the car keeps hitting the boosters, and this nightmare just will not end. And, oh God, it's coming this way. Okay, move, guys. Towards the press tent. It is not correcting trajectory. Not correcting trajectory. It's on our tail. Oh, it vices. Shane Smith is down. Back broken. He reaches for his glass of scotch while NPR's Lakshmi Singh applies chest compressions. No, the car barrels towards elderly reporter Robert Krolowich. He drops to his knees, seemingly ready for the end. No, not Krolowich. He's a fucking legend. I'm coming, Krolowich! I'm coming! Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Slum. Help! Grimes, babe.
Oh, God.
You all right there, pal?
Oh, no, I'm not all right. The car's got me pinned. Oh, it's got me pinned.
I wouldn't worry. I can replace any body part with futuristic alloys.
Oh, I'm losing so much blood. Oh, God, I didn't know.
Chill, man, chill. We'll get you fixed up. Relax.
I can't chill, you psycho. I can't feel my...
Oh, good. Well, it seems like he has killed a bit. That's
yeah,
good.
He's unconscious.
Boy, it'd be great if we could solve car deaths, huh, guys? Huh? One step closer, three steps back. Sometimes, you know, it's got to work like that. Over here, fellas. He's under the car there. I think he might be in a few pieces. Greg, is Garcetti still waiting?
I can get him here within the hour.
All right, let's do it. Grimes, babe. All right, let's catch a smoke outside, all right, babe? I gotta chill my nerves.
My legs were severed below the hips.
The recklessness over there is frankly sickening.
Well, when you move at hyperloop speeds...
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. All these techie bros worship these guys, but... Clearly he's hurting people. You better have gotten a huge payout for that.
Well, actually even better. Musk's team reconstructed my ligaments, and now...
Huh?
Oh.
I can do this!
I mean, I guess that's useful.
They even included the little sound effect, the boo!
Yeah. No, it's really cool, but, any side effects?
Procreation. Might be up in the air.
Right, got it.
Might have lost use of the boys, but... Mm. Hey, do this.
Yeah.
What a genius.
We'll be right back. 6 months following this story, we received some updates from Musk, and the information was quite telling about the future of Elon's vision.
Mankind is celebrating Elon Musk as police make arrests across the globe on cases of pedophilia. Musk's detection software was being developed in secret, but now has led to sweeping incarcerations and is making the world a safer place. At the recent keynote, Musk was welcomed on stage to cheers and adulation.
Yo! What's up, my bros and sisters? That's what I call my lady bros.
After much public doubt, Elon was back on the innovating track.
Well, we had a few bugs there at the beginning, but now we're getting the real creepers. I told you I had that shit handled. Am I right?
So, Claire, the takeaway here is that you either trust that Musk is on the right path, or you don't.
Correct. Is he the captain of SS Enterprise or the Titanic?
That's good. Yeah.
We're also launching THME, software designed to autocorrect posture and facial expression when you smoke your dope. Here, I'll take a toke here. TH Me is saying I need to raise my elbow, stick out my fingers in a thumbs up fashion, and pucker my lips like so, and there we go. I'm killing this joint, folks.
And although having your goal be to gain the approval of as many people as possible is usually a bad human trait, for Musk, it may just work.
Although his stocks and bonds are still faltering, but it seems as though it was all a part of a master plan.
I'd like my next guest to explain who I've brought on to replace all those recent layoffs. Mr. Musk? Well, hello, Mr. Musk. Hello, Mr. Musk. Hello to you, Mr. Musk. That's right, bitches. Clone technology has arrived. That's right, you handsome devil. And we're putting it to work to make the most efficient clone to benefit humanity. Who's that? Me! And me!
Me!
And me!
And me!
Me too!
And me too! Why do you sound different?
Hey, look at me! I'm
That's
one!
That's right, Elon! And Elon and Elon and Elon and Elon. Oh yeah, we tanked the stocks and bonds because I'm taking this shit private, motherfuckers. And guess who bought all the shares?
Suck it, feds!
2,600 clones made in secret. 170 million shares right here. 127 clones made per minute. Colonizing Mars, give us a year.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. All of the Elons, all of us want to thank you. Check out our website. Don't forget, guys, we and gals, we have so much new stuff coming. You're going to be able to drive it. You can fly it. You can stick it. It's going to be great. There's going to be so much new stuff. And don't forget, we have flamethrowers. Flamethrowers. Think about it. Who needs a flamethrower? We got a whole bunch on your way out. I'll sign whatever you need. Hey, and don't forget, check out our Twitch. If you like the Twitch, if you don't know what it is, check it out anyway. Who doesn't like the Twitch? Everybody, Muskie out!